And welcome back to Talon Talk Season 2 with your hosts, Dean Grassi and Nick Lewis. Today we are featuring a new host, wrestler Jason Barr, and the new Tyrone head coach of wrestling, Quentin Wright. Hello, Quentin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. Everybody having an all right day so far?
It's Friday, so Fridays are always
Fridays
good.
Fridays aren't bad.
Yeah, it's beautiful outside, too. It's warming up. It's just beautiful weather. Can't wait to get back out there and start throwing things around.
So, Coach, everyone seems to be really excited about the new hire I've seen on Twitter and Facebook. Just so the community knows, tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you are from, where you went to high school, and just a little background.
All right, we'll start back in the beginning. Well, actually, I was born in State College, so I've been in this area my whole life, ever since I was born. And I grew up in a little area, Pennsylvania Furnace, which is right there on the other side of Warriors Mark. I'm actually less than a mile away from the Tyrone border, where I grew up. I think it was a Marengo Road over there or so. I think it's called, not Huntington Furnace. There's a road over there that distinguishes between the Tyrone School District and the State College. But I grew up on an 87-acre farm over there. So I've been coming over to Tyrone getting Gardner's ice cream ever since I was born. And so I know this area. And plus, you know, the OIP downtown, they make the best pizza in the area. So
shout out.
Yeah, that's a bonus. And I got to eat there at least once or twice a week, especially during COVID. But so I grew up here my whole life. And then whenever I was about I got into wrestling, and when I was in eighth grade, my brother was having problems with the State College Area School District because they know everything. And they changed things up. He wasn't doing well in school. He had a little bit of reading, needed extra help in the school. So we ended up moving to Bald Eagle area whenever my brother was in 10th grade and I was in eighth grade. And I went to Bald Eagle area for high school. And then, you know, with the wrestling wise, it had a pretty good career there, and the Bald Eagle people are fantastic, and I kind of feel bad because they've been egging me for years to be the high school coach there, and I'm like, I just feel bad because I love them and I love them to death, but I don't live in the community, and it's just, and I'm not in a point in my life where like I don't want to coach at somewhere else where everyone else that I love and everyone care about and I see every day are in a different community,
right?
And so really that's what helped me get into Tyrone. But part of my background, so I grew up in right on the other side of Warriors Mark there. I've been coming to Tyrone ever since I was a little kid. You know, love this little town. I just love the area. You know, you have the Irish festivals, and you have the different things you would do in the summertime. And, you know, especially I just know Tyrone for their Gardner's ice cream and candy shop and their
fantastic. OIP and Max, huh?
Yeah, yeah, OIP. Actually,
that's all you need to know.
Yeah, but whenever I was growing up, I didn't know about Max Market, which is the Gridiron. It's fantastic. And also East End Hoagies. I didn't know about that, too. So that was like a new discovery whenever I started living here after I met my wife at a Penn State football game. And then the old Earl Harris, who used to coach here, he called me out of the crowd. He said, come over here. Well, 2 hours later, I'm talking there, winking at the wife. Our future wife.
Yeah.
We started talking, and that's how kind of got involved and ended up getting involved with Tyrone there. But just a little bit more about my background. Getting back to it, I get sidetracked real quick about the things. My mind just starts going, and
that's all right.
Good. That's there. Good.
Yeah. So I grew up, and I started wrestling. I was 7, 8 years old or so, over with the State College area elementary program. And then my dad, he wasn't really a fan of it. I would say at first, because we grew up on 87 acre farm. We had a lot of farm stuff, and I grew up picking rocks and getting chased by Black Angus cows because we were trying to put ear tags on their newborn calves. And it was a touch and go there for a little bit, but we had a lot of work to do there. And so he wanted to be doing that. He didn't want to be taking me to wrestling practice. So he tried to burn us out by saying, you're going to go until you want to quit. And that's what I did. I just started, you kept wrestling, and we got better. And like I said, and when we got a little bit older, going to different tournaments all around the country, just, you know, keep getting better, involved with a guy named Ken Sherdo, who was a big name in the area at the time. And then I moved to Bald Eagle area, which they were, back in 1999, Bald Eagle had the number one team in the country, and they just have such a good tradition. So we ended up moving like I said, when I was 8th grade, my brother was 10th grade. We moved over there, and, you know, I finished high school with Baldy Gloria. And then at that time, I was good enough where Penn State called me up and said, well, and they'd known me ever since I was little. I was recruited by the old coach, Troy Sunderland, who was actually a Mount Union guy. He's originally from Mount Union. So they gave me a scholarship, and then pretty much I say everybody in the area kind of knows what happened after that. You know, went to Penn State and had a fantastic career. And after 1 year under Sunderland, and Coach Kale came in, Kale Sanderson, the legendary Sanderson, and we call it Sanderson and Co. for his brother and Coach Casey Sanderson and Company. And they just did a fantastic job and had a awesome, great career there, and I learned a lot from them.
So the way I'm hearing this is you went from a little cow wrestling to wrestling some state championships in high school, correct?
You were absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you what, them cows are mean.
Yeah?
Oh, good. And here's the worst part about it, just a funny story. I'm scared to death of them.
Yeah?
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, my one time, we had a cow, and cows are funny. They and Black Angus is mostly just done for meat. You know, they're raised for their meat quality. And I was in 4-H too, but like I did 4-H with the, I think it's Center County program. We went to Center County, the Center County Grange Fair. We showed beef cows like back in the day. But man, I was just scared of them. I was scared of them cows. One day the cow ran me out. My dad says, "Oh, there's nothing to be scared about." So he put me back in there. He put me back in the pen with the cow that just, I don't know why, cow just, you know, ran at me, and I just got scared and I ran out, jumped over the fence, and he said, "Oh, don't, you can't be scared of that." So he puts me back in the pen, and when my dad went around the corridor, I jumped in the old poop spreader.
Yeah.
And that's where I hung out for the hour or so. So not only did that, I was scared and stunk.
Yeah.
So with 4M, the private camp you run, what are you going to plan on doing with that now that you're the new coach?
Yeah, so the Forum is a little wrestling club that I do with Coach Jason Bainey, who used to coach here for like 7 or 8 years. Jason Bainey, he was the junior high coach, I think back in maybe 2003-04 range up to 2006 or so. And then he went up and was the high school head coach up at West Branch. And so the 4M started about 5 years ago whenever I was ending my college career, and I said to Coach Bainey up there at West Branch, I said, "Hey, we have all these kids up here," because I did a camp up there at their high school. We had about 30 kids, and they're the same 30 kids that I seen coming down to Penn State's wrestling room over the past 5-6 years. And so I said, "Hey, if we start a little wrestling club up here, I'm sure we get at least 30-40 kids, and we're going to cut down the travel time for these guys, you know, going from St. Mary's and Dubois and Clarion, driving all the way to Penn State." And that we happen to have a parent there. The guy's name's Greg Donochik. He said, "Well, I'll put it in the back of my garage." And that's how it all started. So we started a little wrestling, and I'd say really continued it, because the name 4M stands for Mighty Mountain Mat Men. And it was a club that was started, I mean, 20 years ago, over in Baldy Gloria area. And Jason Beatty, his brother Corey, Phillipsburg guys, but they all went to this, and it was a Baldy Gloria wrestling club, led by, I think, Troy Gagneau. He was one of the original founders of it too. Some of the, you know, the wrestling people listening, anybody who knows wrestling, they're gonna know all these names. So they were a part of this wrestling club, and it was over on the Snowshoe, which in Baldy Gloria we call the mountain folk. And so but they were all tough and had good values, and, you know, everything that, you know, I'd say Penn State is that teaches currently. So we kind of like took over that name, and we did the 4M wrestling club, and that's what we've been doing. We do Tuesdays and Thursdays anytime after Labor Day to Memorial Day. So we have about three more practices at 6:30 to 8 o'clock at night. And Greg Donochik, we started out in the back of his garage, and we just get a ton of people, and they keep coming back. And we've had quite a few state champs come through the program.
Wow.
But what we're going to do with that is, like, I'm going to still continue that, because that was part of the things that when people were in the community were asking me to join, you know, you got to apply for this position. And, you know, I really thought about it. And then I know my current employer, they allow other, you know, people to do coaching and stuff. So I think I can work it out with them that I'll still be able to do that. And I'll still be able to kick your butt outside of practice.
Oh.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, how about it?
I think he's calling me out.
I'm calling you out and throwing you down.
We'll see.
So what was it like to win the championships, like national championships? I mean, what were some feelings?
Oh, it's great. It's always fun to win. It doesn't it doesn't matter if it's a game of baseball or if it's a game of a video game or whatever. Hey, winning is fun. It's always fun to come out on top. And so winning those big experiences starting back in high school, for, you know, some of the people don't know that my high school wrestling career, I was a three-time Pennsylvania State place winner in Baltimore area at the time. We were in AAA, so the bigger classes. I was a three-time place winner in the state of Pennsylvania. I went, I didn't place my freshman year because, unfortunately, I lost to the state champ and the guy who ended up taking third my freshman year. But then after that, I took second as a sophomore, and then I won it as a junior and senior. In my junior and senior year, I went 80-0.
Wow.
Yeah, so awesome. I went undefeated both those years. I was tough.
Yeah.
You wrestled with Ed Ruth your junior year, right?
Oh, I'm both, my junior and senior year. So this guy, legendary, for people who know wrestling, this guy named Edward Ruth, he was from Susquehanna Township in Harrisburg, and he was a little unknown name, but in Penn State, he ended up going, like, I don't know, maybe like 130 and like two losses at Penn State University. He ended up being my teammate. Yeah, three-time NCAA champion and took third as a freshman. Yeah, awesome. And people don't know that, but I beat him twice.
Yeah?
I'm the reason.
Yeah. Now the people know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let it be known.
Let it be known. I never lost to him, but it's not because – I won't tell people it's not – you don't win just because you're better. You win because you have more points. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. It's like, it doesn't matter. Wrestling's just a game like everything else. It's about points, and the goal is to have one more point at the end of the time. Like, I'll be telling the wrestlers too this year, but like, listen, we didn't lose. We just ran out of time. I'll give him that perspective. But yeah, getting back to the old Ed Ruth, I beat him in the semifinals of the state championships 2 years in a row. And it was my junior and senior year, so that was part of my big wins. But I had to outsmart him there because I'll give you an example of how good this guy was.
With the cradle, I know.
Oh, yeah, he would pin everybody. That's how I beat him the first time. I knew he had this cradle, but I also knew that he was very raw. He didn't really understand wrestling very well. So he tried to hit this cradle, or he was pinning everybody with these cradles or getting points. And so when I wrestled him as a junior in high school in the state semifinals, I knew I let him get that cradle, and I let him lock his fingers just a little bit. And I was banking on my ability to break his lock by not allowing him to get enough, and that he would try to take me over to my back. And when he did that, I held him on his back. I pulled my arm out, and I held him on his back for about, I held him for rest of the period, ended up getting 5 points, ended up winning that match 7-5. So he got five points, and most of my points came from that one big move. And then the next year, knowing how good he is, one thing that we were at a holiday tournament, and he had something with grades, like, teachers didn't, let him be eligible during a period. And so he was, we were at a tournament in Cumberland Valley, and he just lives right down the road from there. And I ended up drilling with him, and I tried to convince him to go up the next weight because so I didn't have to wrestle him. But he didn't listen to me. And so I wrestled him in the semifinals of the state tournament that year. And I think after the first period, I was up like 8-2. So wow. I just got as many points as I could. I won the match like 11-10.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, because I knew the thing with him is that he was a very slow starter, and I tried to get as many points as I could in that period. So I could go on wrestling stories forever. I have so many of them.
So I think the community is interested in this part, but you, of course, were a part of, like, Coach Cale Sanderson's program, and you were a national champion twice, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so.
2.9 times.
Yeah. So people, what parts of his coaching experience are you going to bring into yours, and what plans do you have with this team for Tyrone?
Pretty much everything that he does at the college level, that's what I want to bring into the Tyrone program. It was a fun thing because I got to see what he did from the starting of his career at Penn State to make it as dominant as it is today. And those are the same things in it with, one, community or fan involvement, two, talent, getting the talent in the room, getting the right kids in the room, teaching them the right philosophy, not just and wrestling technique will come, but ultimately winning will come with all these great other things that, but you got to do all these other things. You know, it's like building a house too. You got to make sure that the foundation is good before you put the house on it, because, you know, everything's going to be distorted and it's going to start breaking and falling apart over time. So that's the same thing that I look to do in here at Tyrone. Now, nice thing about Tyrone is we got a good head start. You know, Terry Tate did a great job of getting things going, and plus the current people involved in the elementary program. We got kids coming out, and, you know, as I learn more about this process and the people involved, that's really the key. We have good people involved here. It's just a matter of now I'm going to bring in and maybe structure it a little bit better to take these kids to that next level. And it's not just wrestling, too. I mean, one thing people don't realize is that wrestling is such a good base. It's that base of that house in which everything else can be built upon. And I go back to my home of Bald Eagle area. You know, they won when we were the national champions, the best team in the United States wrestling-wise, high school team, back in 1999. People don't realize, but that year we also won the district title in football. We won the state, I think, AA track title. So, and I think in baseball, we made it to the state tournament. So these kids, they were multi-sport athletes, but, you know, they were able to take that, what they've, you know, the toughness and the grit and what they, and the discipline in wrestling, and they applied it to all the other sports, right. And they were able to have such success. And that would be my goal with Tyrone as well, is that, you know, we use wrestling as that base, you know, get them started in elementary. And as these kids, they go into basketball, as they go into softball, as they go into, by the way, I'll throw this out there too. Not just guys. I want girls to be wrestling as well.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we got to get girls involved here. I mean, look at the girls wrestling. It's in the Olympics. It's an Olympic sport. It's the fastest growing, you know, college sport here. Man, we got to get these women out here and just kick some. And by the way, women are better than guys in the elementary age. Just throw that out there. So if you lose to a girl, which, another funny story, that's how I started my wrestling career. I went over to State College elementary program, my first practice there. I was getting my butt kicked by I forget her name, but her last name's Bozak. Unfortunately, that's the older sister of the Bozak that beat me in the NCAA finals 20 years later.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It all comes together in the end.
Oh, it all comes together. So, you know, like I said, girls is the fastest growing sport. So that's the other angle I'm going to do, is I want to encourage the wrestlers. I know people, they don't like it, this and that. And, you know, cauliflower ear doesn't make you look good. Well, I wrestled 20 years and I don't got cauliflower ear. So you can not have it. And, but the main thing is that it teaches you discipline, toughness, and it's both for guys and girls, and ultimately it is going to make you a better person.
All right.
So what are your plans for this coaching year as a head coach?
Oh, geez. I mean, really just it's the first year learning what's going on, how it all works together, putting tournaments together, you know, how the structure of everything works. It's going to be a lot of learning experience, but the goal is always the same, to be the best that we can be. That's going to be focused. To be the best that we can be, I don't know how good that is. We got to find out. You know, ultimately, I think I said to Center Daily Times, they had a news article yesterday that, the individual, to win an individual state championship is the ultimate goal, you know, within high school wrestling. And for the team aspect is to win the team dual title. And I think the last time Tyrone was in the team championships was back in 2007, I believe, or 2000, yeah, about 2006, I think. Now's when, you know, I think AJ Shop was coming through, you know, yeah, Ronnie Garbenz was coming through, Terry Tate was on the team. He ended up being a state champ that year. I mean, Tyrone had, you know, they had some really tough teams.
Yeah, 2 years ago, we went to district duels, we got beat out.
Yeah, I mean, it's super hard to make it to the state tournament as a team, but it's a lot of fun if you do. And it takes a lot of hard work, and it takes years of working towards that goal, a group of kids working towards that goal. And I know Tyrone, we got the kids, we got the toughness. One thing I do remember about Bald Eagle area, whenever I was wrestling there, and even growing up too, when that kid had that Tyrone, when he was from Tyrone, I was just like, oh, crap. Now I got to wrestle because this kid's going to be tough. And that's one thing about the people and people in Tyrone and all their athletes, is that we're tough. You guys don't back down, don't give up. And that's a good start. It's easier to start from that point.
Right.
And so that's one thing about Tie Run 2 that I absolutely love, too, is that you guys are as tough and rumble and like to kick butt just like me.
Yeah. All right. Well, Quentin, thank you for interviewing us or letting us interview you. And we hope that the people with Tie Run will they'll always be behind you, and we're glad to have you a part of our wrestling program.
Agreed.
Yeah, thank you. You so much.
Thank you, Quinn.
If you like today's podcast and you want to hear more, you can catch us on Spotify, Apple Music, and any other streaming services.